This is Absolute Philosopher, and he says, I let go and let me be me. I let go and let me be me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. And as an Absolute Philosopher, I say, I let go and let me be me. Now, this is heavy philosophy. This is deep philosophy. This is what all great philosophers have said and dreamed and thought. All philosophers who are philosophers of any kind, who are thinkers, who are thinking about the truth about themselves, who are thinking about the truth of humanity, the truth of all existence, they realize that I let go and let me be me. Because sometimes they might think that that's pretty far out. Pretty far out. The comments, the statements, the ideas that they express are pretty far out. And being pretty far out, people are going to look at them, the creator of these ideas, and say, those guys are pretty far out. And, hey, that's okay. That's okay. The great philosophers, and everybody is a great philosopher, the great philosophers do it for themselves. The great philosophers are not interested in anybody else's opinion. They're not interested in anybody else's desires. They're not interested in anybody else's life or desires for themselves. They just, I let go and let me be me. You see, we have a lot of inhibitions that are built up in us. And these inhibitions have made themselves appear that they are very important. They are very important to always be a courteous person. The inhibition to always say the truth. The inhibition to always be loving. The inhibition to always eat a good meal. Hey, well, how'd that get in there? Eat a good meal. In other words, I eat that which I know to be beneficial to my body. I don't eat things that I know not to be beneficial to my body. Well, that's just common sense. Well, I let go and let me be me. And I use common sense. I use the delight. I use the imagination. I use the wonder that I am. I just let go and let me be me. Well, this doesn't make much sense. Well, the Absolute Philosopher says, when I let go and let me be me, then everything that I do is beautiful. Everything that I do is wonderful. I let go and let me be me. When I am being me, I am happy. I am fulfilled. I am feeling that all the world is in order. I feel that everything that I could ever want to do is a harmonious, beautiful, sensitive thing that makes me feel very, very good. Is this true for you? If it's true for you, then you too are letting go and letting yourself be yourself. But I cannot be concerned about what you do. I can only be concerned about what I do. I let go and let me be me. To let go and let me be me means that I am always thinking of myself. I am always thinking of what pleases me. I am always thinking of what delights my heart. I am always thinking of why I am happy. And in giving gifts, I always give a gift that I would like to receive. I always give a gift that pleases me. I always give a gift that delights me. I don't give a gift that will delight somebody else. I don't say, I'm going to give this gift because it's going to make them feel very happy. I say, I'm giving this gift because it makes me feel happy. And when I feel happy, if they feel happy too, great. If they don't feel happy, great. But I do. And I'm giving the gift to make myself feel happy. Really, I'm not giving the gift to make somebody else feel happy. We say that we are. We say that we're giving the gift to make our friend happy that we're giving the gift to. But that's not true. We're giving the gift to make ourselves feel happy. I let go and let me be me. Whenever I do try to give a gift to make someone else feel happy, then the gift falls short. In their heart, they say to themselves, oh, he should have given this, he should have done something different. He could have given me that instead of this. And that's true. Whenever we try to give something to please someone else, we find that we're not pleasing anybody. But when we give to please ourselves, then we find that we are pleasing the most beautiful person that could ever exist. I let go and let me be me. Letting me be me means that I stand up for who I am. And I'm never interested in what another person thinks. I'm never interested in what the world believes. I'm never interested in what is right for the majority of mankind. I'm never interested in what goes on in the universe. I'm never interested in any of these things. Well, Herb, you certainly are not with it. Well, stop and think. I let go and let me be me. I am always interested in those things that please me. And if the truth were known to the world, and the world doesn't need to know it, but if the truth were known to the world, my desires, my choices, my searchings, my lookings, my beings are far more wonderful than anything I have ever heard anybody else think about. I make this simple statement. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. You see, that's more beautiful than a lot of people think, than the majority of people think. The majority of people read the newspapers, magazines, and television and so forth, and as they watch these events, they say to themselves, oh, that's terrible. We should get after that country, or we should control this, we should do that. And instead of saying, there now is peace on earth, they're saying to themselves, we've got to do something. Well, we do have to do something, but we do it within ourselves. We do it within our own thinking. I let go and let me be me, and me is peace. I live peace. I love peace. I know peace. Let me be me, and as I am me, there is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is peace first in my heart, and it began with me. There is peace in my life, and it began with me. Everywhere I go, there is peace. Everything I do brings peace. I am peace. And this is the more glorious gift you could imagine. This is a more glorious gift than you could ever imagine would be thought by anyone. The great master says, I bring unto the world peace, not as you understand it, but as I understand it, a peace that passeth all understanding. First, a peace in your own heart. And when you have peace in your own heart, then there is peace on earth. When you have peace in your own beingness, then all your creation enjoy that peace. It's kind of fun, isn't it? We can take that peace and make it ours by saying, I let go and let me be me. There now is peace on earth. And it began with me, because it is a peace of my spirit. Have a lovely day, and let peace be yours today, for it surely is mine. I love you. I love you. I love you.